Identity Theft, an Incurable Virus, from the New York Times, March 18th, 2005. On February 18th, 2005, Warren Lambert, 67, received a letter conveying alarming news from ChoicePoint, an information broker company that collects data on millions of citizens. It was one of more than 140,000 such letters ChoicePoint has mailed in recent weeks, informing people like him that computer files containing their names, addresses, social security numbers, driving and credit records, real estate sales data, mortgage borrowing levels, political affiliation, or other matters of public record, had been inadvertently sold to hackers posing as legitimate business customers. Warren Lambert called an identity theft hotline, which advised him to phone credit reporting agencies to find out whether any credit card accounts had been opened in his name, and to place a fraud alert on his accounts to warn potential creditors not to open additional accounts without full verification. But he also needed to understand that this privacy breach was similar to an incurable virus, a chronic condition he would need to monitor for the rest of his life. Tens of thousands of others may be exposed to the same trouble as a result of recently disclosed leaks of personal data from ChoicePoint, LexisNexis, and possibly Bank of America. The Federal Trade Commission estimates 3.2 million Americans are victims of identity theft every year. They suffer financial losses, are hounded by bill collectors seeking payment for fraudulent bank loans, or even are charged with crimes as a result of someone else's assuming their identities. Sophisticated criminals target the trove of personal files that data compilers like ChoicePoint and LexisNexis have amassed on millions of citizens. The consumer backlash from this recent spate of database security lapses has brought unflattering publicity to an industry that had grown up quietly over the past decade. A thin patchwork of laws and regulations mainly let data compilers police themselves. But lawmakers are calling for tighter controls and consumer safeguards. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is investigating the issue, and legislators have introduced bills in Congress that call for the banning of the sale of social security numbers and increased regulation of data companies. So far, Europe has been spared large-scale incidents. That, some say, is because Europe has stricter privacy laws that prohibit the commercial sale of personal data by for-profit databases. But others point there are no EU laws requiring companies to report data breaches, which may be understated. Identity Theft, an Incurable Virus, from the New York Times, March 18th, 2005. On February 18th, 2005, Warren Lambert, 67, received a letter conveying alarming news from ChoicePoint, an information broker company that collects data on millions of citizens. It was one of more than 140,000 such letters ChoicePoint has mailed in recent weeks, informing people like him that computer files containing their names, addresses, social security numbers, driving and credit records, real estate sales data, mortgage borrowing levels, political affiliation, or other matters of public record, had been inadvertently sold to hackers posing as legitimate business customers. Warren Lambert called an identity theft hotline, which advised him to phone credit reporting agencies to find out whether any credit card accounts had been opened in his name, and to place a fraud alert on his accounts to warn potential creditors not to open additional accounts without full verification. But he also needed to understand that this privacy breach was similar to an incurable virus, a chronic condition he would need to monitor for the rest of his life. Tens of thousands of others may be exposed to the same trouble as a result of recently disclosed leaks of personal data from ChoicePoint, LexisNexis, and possibly Bank of America. The Federal Trade Commission estimates 3.2 million Americans are victims of identity theft every year. They suffer financial losses, are hounded by bill collectors seeking payment for fraudulent bank loans, or even are charged with crimes as a result of someone else's assuming their identities. Sophisticated criminals target the trove of personal files that data compilers like ChoicePoint and LexisNexis have amassed on millions of citizens. The consumer backlash from this recent spate of database security lapses has brought unflattering publicity to an industry that had grown up quietly over the past decade. A thin patchwork of laws and regulations mainly let data compilers police themselves. But lawmakers are calling for tighter controls and consumer safeguards. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is investigating the issue, and legislators have introduced bills in Congress that call for the banning of the sale of Social Security numbers and increased regulation of data companies. So far, Europe has been spared large-scale incidents. That, some say, is because Europe has stricter privacy laws that prohibit the commercial sale of personal data by for-profit databases. But others point there are no EU laws requiring companies to report data breaches, which may be understated. Identity theft, an incurable virus? From the New York Times, March 18, 2005. On February 18, 2005, Warren Lambert, 67, received a letter conveying alarming news from ChoicePoint, an information broker company that collects data on millions of citizens. It was one of more than 140,000 such letters ChoicePoint has mailed in recent weeks, informing people like him that computer files containing their names, addresses, social security numbers, driving and credit records, real estate sales data, mortgage borrowing levels, political affiliation, or other matters of public record, had been inadvertently sold to hackers posing as legitimate business customers. Warren Lambert called an identity theft hotline, which advised him to phone credit reporting agencies to find out whether any credit card accounts had been opened in his name, and to place a fraud alert on his accounts to warn potential creditors not to open additional accounts without full verification. But he also needed to understand that this privacy breach was similar to an incurable virus, a chronic condition he would need to monitor for the rest of his life. Tens of thousands of others may be exposed to the same trouble as a result of recently disclosed leaks of personal data from ChoicePoint, LexisNexis, and possibly Bank of America. The Federal Trade Commission estimates 3.2 million Americans are victims of identity theft every year. They suffer financial losses, are hounded by bill collectors seeking payment for fraudulent bank loans, or even are charged with crimes as a result of someone else's assuming their identities. Sophisticated criminals target the trove of personal files that data compilers like ChoicePoint and LexisNexis have amassed on millions of citizens. The consumer backlash from this recent spate of database security lapses has brought unflattering publicity to an industry that had grown up quietly over the past decade. A thin patchwork of laws and regulations mainly let data compilers police themselves. But lawmakers are calling for tighter controls and consumer safeguards. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is investigating the issue, and legislators have introduced bills in Congress that call for the banning of the sale of Social Security numbers and increased regulation of data companies. So far, Europe has been spared large-scale incidents. That, some say, is because Europe has stricter privacy laws that prohibit the commercial sale of personal data by for-profit databases. But others point there are no EU laws requiring companies to report data breaches, which may be understated.